Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
That's right. Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, standing in for Arnie Gitomer, who's off this week. With me in the studio is Don Goldberg, along with our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And we've been talking to you. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, we'd love to hear from you. We have a few lines open, as a matter of fact, so if you're a regular listener and you've often found it difficult getting in, well, now's a good time. 1-800-321-0710.
Okay, Sam, you want to finish any comments on that previous call? I don't think we really answered both of his questions.
Well, the thing is, I think whether or not there's sugar added or they're regular jams and jellies, I still think they're fruit concentrates. They have been processed, so my guess is their glycemic availability is still more than just eating a piece of fruit.
Yeah, no, but you said jams and jellies, and I think there has to be a big distinction. Jellies, as a general rule, may not have any fruit in them.
That's true.
A jam, you know, you can buy. I remember when I was a kid, we used to buy the grape jelly, and I think it was just a pectin and sugar and purple food coloring or something, mm-hmm. and some flavoring.
Right.
Okay. While you're absolutely right, at the other end of the spectrum, there are some excellent jams out there that are just, you know, filled with the crushed up pieces of the fruit, mm-hmm. and obviously, you know, that's. Yeah, that's good. That's certainly better than the jelly. How that, you know, comes into play in the glycemic index, of course, that's another question. Maybe Sherry can comment on that.
Well, I would say that it's best to look for a jam that just contains 100% pure fruit, and some of them even have that in the label on the name, just pure fruit. They don't have any added sugars or sweeteners of any sort. And if you do have chunks of fruit, you're getting a little bit of fiber and you're getting the nutrients, and in moderation, I think they're completely fine. So I think they would be better choices. And just to touch on the question about breads, what types of breads, I won't throw out any name brands, but I will just say that the more fiber, the better, and soluble fiber in particular. So choosing breads that have some flax seeds, some oats in them, will be lower in the glycemic index compared to just the regular 100% whole wheat or the white bread.
Yeah, you see, what I was trying to caution people, you know, sugar. From a labeling standpoint, from a legality standpoint, they can say no sugar, but that does not mean that it doesn't have a lot of things that are in the exact same boat. High fructose corn syrup, grape juice concentrate, you know, things of that sort. So you have to actually look at the ingredient statement, not just the little flag on the front of the label, to really be sure.
Okay, thanks, Don. Let's get right back to the phones. Let's talk to Barbara from Kent, Connecticut. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. You have a wonderful program.
Thank you.
Now, I'm a little confused about what is the difference between, like, hypoglycemia and a glycemic diet? Because, as you must know, Carlton Fredericks, he wrote many books about hypoglycemia, and he gave certain diets and always recommended a pre-breakfast protein drink before breakfast. Now,
not a bad idea.
But yeah, is that good? A good idea?
Hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
That refers to the symptoms people get as the blood sugar is falling, and this causes adrenaline discharge and so on, typically, say, 2, 3, 4 hours after a meal. Glycemic diet is one of several diets that is very good for reducing hypoglycemia. The glycemic index diet means that you're giving foods that don't cause blood sugar to raise rapidly. In hypoglycemia, when the blood sugar comes rushing up high quickly, the pancreas overreacts with insulin, which drives the blood sugar down too far, and then you get the adrenaline discharge and all the rest. So they're not the same concept, but they overlap.
Frequency of intake of food is also part of the picture. It's not just the types of foods you're eating, but making sure that you have 3 meals a day, perhaps with a low glycemic snack in between.
That's right. And the glycemic index would be very valuable, a low glycemic diet for managing hypoglycemia. You'd be stabilizing blood sugar levels, preventing that overproduction of insulin that occurs when you do eat high glycemic foods.
Uh-huh. And just one more, please.
Sure.
What is sucrose? Is that an artificial flavor?
Sucrose? Liquid sucrose. Well, you may be
talking. Sounds sweet.
Well, it sounds like a sugar
like
alcohol,
sucralose.
But I'm not sucralose.
Perhaps sucralose, which is a sugar derivative. I tend to recommend stevia as a natural sweetener, which doesn't have a blood sugar impact like sugar does. And it's a natural plant-based extract that you can actually bake with. You use a very tiny amount. It's about 300 times sweeter than sugar.
And so what stevia. And how do you spell that, please?
That's S-T-E-V-I-A.
S-T-E-V-I-A.
Yes, stevia. And it's a plant-based sweetener, and you just use a tiny amount. It's very, very, very concentrated, but it does not have an impact on blood sugar, as does regular sugar. And it's also not an artificial sweetener, so you don't have those risks that you get when you have sugar alcohols or aspartame or some of those other artificial sweeteners.
I don't like to use those
no,
artificial
No, I don't recommend them either.
Right. All right, thank you all so very much.
Let me just mention, Sam, that in Sherry's book, The Glycemic Index Made Simple, there's one chapter where she talks about the quote-unquote macronutrients and some of the questions we've been getting about protein, about fat, about carbohydrates she covers in that particular chapter. She talks about good fats, bad fats, and triglycerides, and so forth.
All right. Well, as a matter of fact, we might as well mention that Sherry will be at the Wilner Chemist store at 41st Street and Park Avenue, 100 Park Avenue, at noon to 2 p.m.
That's right. I'll be there 12 to 2 p.m., and we have 49 copies of my book to give away. So the first 49 people that come will get a free copy of my book. And I also understand that Natrol has provided free samples of their product Slenderite, which contains phase 2, a starch neutralizer that we discussed earlier, along with 5-HTP and green tea. So it's a great weight control support formula, and you can get free samples of that tomorrow.
All right, now, as long as we're on the – thanks for the call, Barbara. As long as we're on the subject of hypoglycemia, let's jump to Anne from Scarsdale. You've got a question for us, Anne, today?
Yeah, you may have answered this, but when they put me on hold, they mm-hmm. didn't put the radio on. So if you have hypoglycemia,
right.
if the phase 2 lowers your blood sugar, is it okay to take it?
Interesting question.
Yeah, that's a good question. And phase 2 reduces the amount of starch that gets converted into sugar. So if you're having it before your pasta, your bread, your rice, any type of starchy carbohydrate, it is going to reduce the overall increase in blood sugar after a meal. With someone with hypoglycemia, when your blood sugar shoots up after a meal, your body overproduces insulin, which causes blood sugar levels then to drop down really low. So I think as part of an overall strategy, it could be beneficial. Just to follow up on what Sam mentioned earlier, for hypoglycemia, we recommend 3 meals, 2 low glycemic snacks, and Dr. Padel might have further comments.
Okay. The confusion we get into is the timing. In hypoglycemia, the blood sugar is falling 3 hours later. But one reason it's falling is it's gone up too fast initially. So if the product is going to slow the rise of blood sugar, that paradoxically helps stabilize the blood sugar 2, 3, 4 hours later.
So
it would not actually be contraindicated.
No, it would be a helpful thing.
And the idea with phase 2 is you take it just before your starchy meals, so about 15, 20 minutes before you have your bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, and it's 2 capsules, 1,000 milligrams.
it's sort of, you know, hypoglycemia is like a rebound effect. It's what happens when you have high blood sugar, the way the body compensates for it. So even though it says hypoglycemia, it's related to hyperglycemia, right, indirectly.
Good point. All right, thanks for the call, Ann.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the Wilner Window, and we'll be taking, another quick break, and we'll be back with your calls in just a moment. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our guest, Sherry Torkus, after these messages from our sponsors.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Ever wake up ready for the day, but your joints would rather stay in bed? Well, your day just got more flexible thanks to new natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health. Natural Celadrin joint cream takes its name from Celadrin, the hottest new clinically proven ingredient on the market today. Don't let its light peppermint scent fool you. This breakthrough joint cream formula contains 7.5% natural Celadrin, the amount clinically shown to deliver beneficial effects in a clinical trial published in the prestigious Journal of Rheumatology. And Natural Celadrin joint cream is 100% paraben-free, non-greasy, and quick absorbing. So don't leave it up to your joints to decide what you can do with your day. Get Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health and get your day back. Look for Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligram of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, before we get back to the telephones, I want to give you a heads up on an important upcoming event, something you may want to mark on your calendar. Several years ago, we ran a lecture luncheon live radio broadcast at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, featuring, among others, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it was a big success. We had over 300 people there, and we had to add extra tables. The following year, we did it again, but on a boat cruise up the Hudson River.
Well, good news. This year, in conjunction once again with OR, we're going to do it again. It will be at a local restaurant in Manhattan. It'll be held on Sunday, November the 4th. So mark your calendars now. You will sit down to a full multi-course lunch and listen to two lectures, one from Dr. Hoffman and the other from Dr. Robert Hackman, all the way from UC Davis in California. Then we'll set up a panel and broadcast this radio program directly from the restaurant with you as the live audience.
All right. For more information, it will be coming up soon. So for now, mark your calendar and be ready to move quickly when we announce the final details. Okay, Welcome back, everybody. By the way, that last portion of the Wilner Window was brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. And by the way, all American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists at 20% off-list price. All right, I want to give Dr. Podell a chance to talk a little bit, but first I want to point out that there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other cannot do alone. Someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who's now going to tell you about his practice and how you can reach him. Dr. Podell.
Thank you, Sam. You know, listening to ourselves talking about the blood sugar problems, one of the things that a lot of people tend to think is that people who do alternative medicine along with conventional medicine, that the alternative part is somehow kind of slipshod and not scientific. But in fact, if you're going to look at how natural treatments work, you have to understand the basic science of how the body works. Because what natural treatments by and large are doing is either affecting the fuel supplies that you're putting into the body or activating or suppressing various enzyme systems that are processing things. That's what drugs do also, except with natural products, the body is doing it already, and so almost by definition, these things are safer than when you use drugs. On the other hand, there are other times when you have to use drugs. So in our practice, when we see people with chronic illness such as fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic depression, anxiety, headaches, irritable bowel, and so on, almost invariably you have a combination of some sort of specific medical treatments together with what we call holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. When you put the both together, you get a much better result, we think, than if you just use either one alone. So folks are interested in that approach. We are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. We're in Springfield, New Jersey, and also Somerset, New Jersey, which is by New Brunswick. 973-218-9191. And on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
And that's Podell with two L's.
Yes, right. As in Wilner.
With two L's.
With two L's.
Right. Hey, Sam, one quick thing I want to say. You know, we spoke, I think it was either last week or the week before that, about how to interpret some of the conflicting research that you hear about and so forth.
Right.
I want to call people's attention to an article that is published in today's New York Times Magazine section. I think the name of it is Do We Really Know What Makes Us Healthy? And the author is Gary Taubes, T-A-U-B-E-S. It's a long article, but it explains the difficulties in doing research, in interpreting research, in the epidemiological type studies, and why they seem to give conflicting evidence. It talks about the conflicting opinions about the hormone replacement therapy and some nutritionally related stuff. Excellent article. For those of you who are interested in something like this, I strongly recommend that you either online or go buy yourself a New York Times. Don't throw it away. It's in the magazine section. Do we really know what makes us healthy?
Thank you, Don. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to Terry from Connecticut, from Car Connect. Oh, you're in your car. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
How can we help you today?
I have this problem. If I do not eat breakfast, I am not hungry the rest of the day. I could easily go on a fast. I had to fast for a colonoscopy. It was no problem for me because I was never hungry if I do not have start to eat. But the minute I have anything, and I've tried having high-protein breakfast, mm-hmm. I've tried having combination, whole grains at breakfast time, in a couple of hours I'm starving.
Right. You know, I know someone else who has that problem.
That's my wife, actually. Yeah, you know.
It is an interesting dilemma.
It's actually not surprising.
Right.
I used to feel that if I ate breakfast, I was hungrier as lunchtime approached than if I didn't eat breakfast. And this, of course, runs exactly the opposite of all the nutritionalist type advice. You know, breakfast is the most important meal and so forth. Very interesting question.
Well, okay. Both you and Terry are sort of out of balance with your bodies. I mean, I think
it's really a matter of which paradigm you're using to think about this. If you don't have any, when you wake up in the morning, your insulin levels are fairly low. If your blood sugar has not already decayed overnight, there's no stimulus to eating in terms of the insulin axis. And insulin is one of the things that makes you hungry. You then eat, and the blood sugar goes up. And then the insulin responds, and it goes down again. So a couple hours later, you're hungry. That's the whole principle of hypoglycemia. They call it reactive hypoglycemia. It's a different kind of thing from what you call fasting hypoglycemia, where people, you know, wake up in the morning with low blood sugar. That's relatively uncommon, although it does occur. Most of it is reaction to overeating of carbs at the previous meal.
Okay, but Terry's saying that she eats a what sounds like a low glycemic index meal. She eats whole grain cereals and or protein. Terry, characterize your breakfast.
Sometimes I'll have a slice or two of a whole wheat, a whole grain bread with a tablespoonful of peanut butter on it. Sometimes I'll have a single poached egg or a couple of egg whites with a slice of whole wheat bread. Sometimes I'll have a cup of oatmeal with skim milk.
Well, maybe that's just the natural way of things.
Okay, your whole wheat bread, as I say, regular commercial breads are pure sugar. In fact, the blood sugar goes higher with a slice of whole wheat or white bread because they're equal than it would be with the same number of grams of table sugar. Okay?
Right.
So and protein is not low glycemic index. It may kind of buffer the carbohydrates, but protein by itself tends to stimulate insulin. So what I would suggest is add some fruit and maybe have a teaspoon or two of olive oil if you really want to slow down the absorption.
Peanut butter. I mean,
okay, peanut butter should do. Peanut butter should do. And if you're stuck, don't wait until you get hungry 2.5 hours later. Have a snack 2 hours later, and that should get you through.
And by the way, I mean, we've mentioned it already for hypoglycemics, that the way you eat isn't just, well, of course, you have to make sure you have 3 meals a day, but you have to have a snack in between. It's part of it. It's not just, you must put off eating until lunchtime. No, maybe it's important to have a small snack to stave off the hunger and to also manage your blood sugar levels. But there's also another whole topic of adrenal and cortisol. In the morning, it's called breakfast because, you know, you want to break the fast, but your cortisol levels shoot up very high in the morning. And that's just the ideal place to have a meal. To support that big load, then it staves off and goes down a little bit, and it's probably a good idea to have a small meal between lunch, breakfast, and lunch to help kind of support your adrenals a little bit. I mean, this is maybe typical of someone who is very stressed, very much on the go. This could be actually something that your body is giving you a good message that you may want to listen to.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, more comment after the break on this. Okay?
All right, let's go to a break. We'll be right back in just after these words.
Tired of feeling tired? Want more spring in your step? Sounds like you need more energy. Whether you're at work, at home, out riding bikes, or whatever you're into, there's a unique multivitamin that gives you just that, more energy. It's called Alive from Nature's Way. And just like its name suggests, Alive makes you feel, well, more alive. Alive is the most complete and energizing multivitamin you'll find anywhere. It contains a megapotency of all the essential vitamins and minerals with an extra boost of energizing B vitamins. But that's not all. Alive also contains invigorating nutrients from 24 different fruits and veggies, 13 green foods, 12 organic mushrooms, 18 amino acids, and 10 digestive enzymes, plus powerful herbs and antioxidants. Put simply, Alive has more energizing nutrients from more natural sources than any other multivitamin. So no matter what you do for work or play, energize your life with Alive. It's nutrition you can feel. Nature's Way Alive is available in tablets, capsules, and refreshing drink mixes at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Thank you, Don. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window. Now let's get a quick check of the traffic.
The Van Wyck Expressway southbound side, Atlantic Avenue, an accident still in the process of being cleared. You'll find delays in both directions. Also, still lots of slow traffic on the Belt Parkway westbound side, Kennedy Airport to Cross Bay Boulevard again, Rockaway Parkway to Flatbush Avenue, and Bay 8th Street out to the Verrazano Bridge. Traveling on the BQE, company there eastbound side, Belt Parkway merging towards the BQE split on the BQE Gowanus combo, and then again just past Atlantic Avenue to the Manhattan Bridge, and again as you approach the Kosciuszko Bridge, southbound delays from the LIE through the Williamsburg Bridge and again into Atlantic Avenue. Getting across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge still looking good. Lincoln Tunnel into town, about a 30-minute delay back to Jersey 10, and it's going to cost you 30 in at the Holland Tunnel, 20 heading back out. This report sponsored by Panasonic. Bring back family time. Panasonic wants to help unite your family. See how you can win $20,000 worth of Panasonic high-definition products from your family. Learn more at Panasonic.com. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to losing weight, fad diets come and go. Weight loss claims that seem too good to be true inevitably prove to be indeed too good to be true. Certain approaches to weight loss, however, work. They stand the test of time. One such approach is what I call the meal replacement program. This involves replacing one or two meals a day with a nutritious, filling, controlled calorie shake. Nutritech, the all-one people, have taken this approach and improved on it. They have developed a weight loss formula that contains a blend of nutrient-dense, blood sugar-stabilizing, thermogenic, and immune-supporting ingredients in two powders, a plain and a cocoa-flavored version. These are not just another protein drink. They contain special nutrients such as activated barley, organic flax, L-carnitine, green tea, banaba, and a full spectrum of vitamins and minerals with extra chromium and a whey protein base. So if you're looking for a healthy, effective way to lose weight, check out the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech. For more information, go to www.wilner.com, select all-one Nutritech from the manufacturer quick search box, and then click on the weight loss formula listings. That's the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And that last portion of the Wilner Window was brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products including hyaluronic acid, moisturizing cream, Celadrin, and Ester C are now available at Wilner Chemists, everyday discounted priced at 20% off list. Okay, now before we get back to the phone, it's time for a word from Dr. Michael Murray on behalf of Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. Do you eat 5 to 10 servings of fresh fruit and vegetables each day? If you don't, you're not alone. If we don't count French fries and potato chips, fewer than 15% of all Americans achieve the 5-a-day goal. Fortunately, Enriching Greens from Natural Factors can make up the difference. Enriching Greens is a superfood concentrate that mixes with water or juice to make a delicious green cocktail. One serving of Enriching Greens provides the phytochemical equivalents to 5 to 10 cups of a mixed salad. One of the most significant developments in nutritional medicine is the recent introduction of truly pharmaceutical-grade fish oil products. Over 600 clinical studies have now shown the benefits of the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids in over 60 different health conditions. To get the absolute highest quality fish oil product available, select RX omega-3 factors from Natural Factors. Remember, for quality nutritional supplements for good health, think Natural Factors.
Thank you, Dr. Murray. Those Dr. Murray comments were brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of RX omega-3, a premier fish oil supplement. All Natural Factors products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And it's before we get back to the phones, I want to give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. Sale's been in effect now for a while, but it's going to continue. Here are some of the lines now on sale. Desert Essence, the entire line, 35% off list price. Natrol, as I mentioned, and Future Biotics, the entire lines, 30% off list. We have Blue Bonnet, Nature's Way Herbs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, Health Plus, the full lines, all 25% off list price. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. The website gives you a full list of all sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows, and you can place orders as well.
You know, Sam just read a bunch of discounts that we have that we're currently featuring at Wilner Chemist. You know, you got to be careful with these discounts. And there was a four-page flyer in today's New Jersey newspapers. I won't mention the name of the health food store chain whose ad it was, but it's a big flyer, and the big headline of the top of the flyer was "Mix and Match a BOGO 50% off" with a little asterisk after it. Well, BOGO normally means buy one, get one. And, you know, one couldn't be blamed for thinking that this was a half-price sale. BOGO, 50% off, a little asterisk. I showed this to my wife, and I said, find where the asterisk is. And she's looking and looking, and she couldn't find it. I had to point way down on the bottom in print so tiny you need a magnifying glass. The asterisk says that basically you buy one bottle at regular price, and you get the second bottle at half price.
That's not a BOGO.
That's not half price. But I'll bet you 99% of the people who look at this advertisement think that they are claiming that their products are on sale at half price. Be careful, folks. Buy one at full price and get the second bottle at half price is equivalent to 25% off. Okay? Read the fine print for things like this and for things like those ads you see on TV where they flash the little warning across the bottom of the screen saying, these results aren't typical of what you're going to be experiencing. Okay? Anyway, so pay it. When we say we have a discount at 30%, 35%, whatever, that's what it is. You can pick up, by the way, the current catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Okay, one more thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Sam, why don't you tell everybody about Sherry appearing at the store, and then I want to talk about whole wheat bread.
Okay, let's do that. Sherry Torkas, our special guest today, will be at the Park Avenue store tomorrow. That's Monday, September 17th, from noon to 2 p.m. She'll be there to sign her book. We're talking about that book today, The Glycemic Index Made Simple, and answer your questions. In fact, the first 49 customers to come and talk to her will get a free copy of the book. How's that for a deal? And why is there only 49 books?
Ah, well, because the 50th is in my hand right now.
Okay.
Which I'm going to quote from regarding whole wheat bread. Dr. Podell has a number of times today sort of implied that whole wheat bread isn't any different from white bread when it comes to glycemic index, and I'm not quite sure I understand that. According to Sherry's book here, whole wheat bread is listed as moderate glycemic, which is a value of 56 to 69, whereas white bread is listed as high glycemic, 70 and over. Now, you know, you have to be careful with a quote-unquote whole wheat bread in terms of what you're actually getting.
Right.
Sometimes, again, they play games with the labeling. But generally speaking, I would have thought that true whole wheat bread would be better than white bread.
Well, true. I think that true whole wheat bread is a better choice than white bread, but whole wheat bread in general varies in its composition as well as the type of bread that they use when they're testing this. If you were to look at the glycemicindex.com, which is the University of Sydney in Australia, their website, it's a database of about 600 ratings for the glycemic index for different foods. You would find that there are quite a range of values for whole wheat bread because it depends on whether it has added sugars, how processed it is. My suggestion would be The more fiber in the bread, the better. Read your labels carefully. Look for a bread that provides about 5 grams of fiber per serving. And I go back to the point that having soluble fiber added to your bread, oats and flaxseed and other types of soluble fiber, will lower the overall glycemic impact, so making it a better choice, sprouted breads as well.
There's another great test you could do. I've done this before. If you take a loaf of bread and you can mush it down to maybe 1/100th of its original size, it's probably going to have a high glycemic index.
I'm talking about the kind of whole wheat breads that we typically find in the supermarkets. You know, it's Pepperidge Farm or Wonder Bread or whatever. They're basically kind of brown. Sometimes they're sort of dyed brown with stuff. But they have a bit more vitamins and so forth. But the glycemic index from the research that I did, which was quite a while ago, which David Jenkins stuff in Canada, showed that they were about the same. Now, if you get a coarse whole wheat bread, which you're not going to find in a, A&P too often, then that's true. And in a Whole Foods type place, you do get a higher level of whole wheat bread.
Well, I was going to finish, my test. I don't advise people do this, but
like a Sherman.
if you can squeeze a loaf of bread to 1/10 its size, it's probably high glycemic. But the breads you're talking about, they're pretty solid. I mean,
follow behind Sam in the grocery store.
Well, I know you've done this, Don. I mean, come on, who's kidding who? But you see these breads, they're not even bread. I don't know what you call them.
Well, it used to be, and again, maybe they've changed the law, but it used to be that they could get away with the putting a little bit of whole wheat into a product and call it whole wheat bread. You have to look at the ingredient statement and look at the first ingredient. If the first ingredient is enriched white flour and the ninth ingredient is whole wheat something or other, a whole grain, obviously you don't really have whole wheat bread. If the first ingredient is whole wheat, whole grain, something like that, then you probably do.
All right. Let's get right back to the phones. I know you all have been waiting. Thank you very much. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Liz.
Hi, folks.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. Sorry, I'm going to miss Sherry's book signing tomorrow. I'm enjoying your program, and I wish I lived closer. But anyway...
Well, we can do mail order. We can send books. Anyone who wants a book can call the store, and we can send it to you.
Great. I am a diabetes educator, and I did have a couple of comments because I do give a handout for the glycemic index for many of my patients. I see a lot of type 2 diabetics who are obese, and I think sometimes when we use the comment of a healthy choice, it gets totally misinterpreted, and I just wanted to comment on the portion distortion problem we have in this country. Most people underreport what they eat, are totally unaware of what a serving of carbohydrate looks like, that a third cup of pasta is now 15 grams of carbohydrate, that replacing fats with olive oil very often means it's a free food. And if you're obese, you can't afford the amount of olive oil that Rachel Ray uses. So I did want to comment on that, and that a serving of nuts is about 6 almonds. So I think we really need to push that when we're suggesting healthy choices is the portion issue. I totally agree with the fiber content of bread being at least 5 grams. Trader Joe's, by the way, sells a moderately priced 5-gram whole wheat bread. And I also give a handout on fiber to meet the 35 grams of fiber suggested. Because my population is pretty on a pretty much fixed income, the use of supplements isn't, although I push many that you recommend, giving them suggestions of always combining pasta with a high fiber food, a primavera, et cetera. But I think the portion thing really has to be drummed into people because so many people come back to me and say, oh, I thought olive oil was a healthy choice. Not if you use 3 or 4 tablespoons.
Right. Okay, well, 2 comments, Sam, if I may. Number one, it's easier to keep the portion small if you use one of the fiber supplements first that we talked about, something like either the PGX, the Phase 2, which Natrol calls carb intercept. These things, you know, you take, if you take a good dose of the fiber, something like the PGX, a half hour before a meal, and you drink enough water with it, that's going to swell up and take up space in your stomach. Forget about what it's going to do to normalizing the, or regulating the blood sugar levels. It's also going to have a satiety enhancing effect too. So that'll make it easier to keep your portions low.
Well, I realize that totally, but my way around that, again, because my population can't always afford that, is to recommend a high-fiber food at the start of the meal.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. The other thing, Sam, I just wanted to clarify, I think you may have given people the impression, maybe on purpose, I don't know, that they could, that instead of coming in to the store when Sherry was there to get a free signed copy of the book, that they could call in and have us mail it to them. I don't know that that's the case.
Well, no, I mean, well, can we mail books to the people?
Well, we can, if they want to purchase the books, sure. But I think the 49 copies are reserved for the book signing personal
appearance.
For those
people who are unable to come to the stores, and if you want a copy, we can mail you a copy. Does that clarify it? I hope so.
A copy that they can purchase.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I think that's where the confusion. I want people calling and saying, hey, Sam said that we could get our free copy if we just called up, you know.
All right. Thanks for clarifying that. It's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about dieting, weight loss, supplements, minerals, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our guest, Sherry Torkus, after this words.
Hello to all my friends on the Wilner Window. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and many of you have heard me talk about how NT Factor and Propax can fix the broken furnaces in your bodies, and of course, I'm talking about the mitochondria. You see, there's an energy crisis that shows up in our 40s and 50s that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. You can especially see this energy crisis when chronic disease is present, and it doesn't matter whether it's cardiovascular issues, neurodegenerative, arthritis, or any of the health issues we routinely see in adults. NT Factor and Propax and Healthy Aging is able to solve this energy crisis in a way that no other nutrient can, because it actually repairs the furnace, which of course is just a metaphor for the membranes. That's important because in a healthy person, the majority of your energy is produced in the membrane, and for the first time, a nutrient compound can really repair and restore the membrane. How is this new and different? Antioxidants can slow down the rate of new damage, but NT Factor can actually undo existing damage. That's new science, and that's why I say you need to get NT Factor. I use it, and so do most of my patients.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
Now, estimates vary, but approximately 25% of the American population is thought to have what is called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a collection of problems all related to insulin resistance. The inability of insulin to do its job properly can lead to obesity, cardiovascular disease, including high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and to type 2 diabetes. Sound familiar? Are we talking about you or someone in your family? There are 2 products from Metagenics that have been shown to be very helpful to people with metabolic syndrome.
One is the Ultra Meal Plus, which is a powdered low glycemic index meal replacement rich in fiber, isoflavone-rich protein, biologically active folates, and extra phytosterols for powerful cholesterol regulation. The other Metagenics product is Insinase, a unique blend of selective kinase response modulators from hops and acacia that has been shown in clinical studies to modulate the insulin response. So, for nutritional support of conditions associated with metabolic syndrome, think Ultra Meal Plus and Insinase from Metagenics, available at both Wilner Chemist locations in Manhattan.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Rich Podell, and our special guest, Sherry Torkus, and we're answering your questions. Let's go right to the phones. Louise from Short Hills. How can we help you, Louise?
Hi. I have a question for Sherry. I cook steel-cut, I think it is, oatmeal, slow-cooking, and I make a fairly large amount. And then during the week, I'll microwave a portion. Is that going to change the glycemic index or the chemistry at all?
It's a question of whether the microwaving affects it. I do not think so. Just for those that aren't familiar, steel-cut oats are whole grain. They're called groats, which are the inner portion of the oat kernel that have only been cut into two or three pieces. They're very coarse oats, higher in fiber, less processed compared to traditional rolled oats. Mm-hmm. So they are a healthier choice. If you cook them and then refrigerate them and just warm them up in the microwave, I don't see that as being a problem. But if they're cooked and recooked again, that could have an impact. But I really couldn't answer the question in terms of how that's going to impact the overall glycemic impact. But from a baseline, they are a healthier choice than even the regular oats.
Okay, I have one other question. What would you say, like an egg for breakfast or oatmeal, like the oatmeal, for a little person going to, like, preschool and kindergarten, would a glass of milk, a piece of whole grain toast, and the egg or oatmeal, would that be a basically good breakfast
for
a little one?
An oatmeal is a very good choice, and also if you're choosing cereal, stay away from the cereals that are marketed to children because they're usually full of sugar. But a very multigrain cereal with bread, look for a multigrain bread that is high in fiber, 3 to 5 grams of fiber per serving. Mm-hmm. Definitely poached eggs are fine. You could make a smoothie by putting some protein powder in the blender with milk or soy milk or rice milk, adding some fresh fruit, blending that up. Regular yogurt with fruit on top is another good choice. I would stay away from some of the packaged foods that are marketed towards children.
But a glass of milk with everything would be okay.
It depends on whether the child can tolerate milk. There's some, a lot of folks that can't tolerate it as a source of calcium, and if the child can tolerate milk, then that's fine.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you, Louise. Let's talk to Robert from Scarsdale. How can we help you today, Robert?
Yes, how are you guys doing? You have a great show, really informative.
Okay,
I'm a 59-year-old. I'm good in good physical shape, but cognitive function has definitely diminished. I was diagnosed as having low blood sugar many years ago, and because I'm lean, I eat a lot of carbs. I try to eat mainly complex carbs, but I'm wondering if low blood sugar can actually affect the brain in relation to memory, actually damage the brain. And I'm looking at, and this is with Dr. Podell, I'm looking at an MRI that I had showing that I might have had some small vessel infarct. Now, I'm only 59. I'm 6'2", I'm 188. I work out, I run, I lift weights. I'm a little concerned about this. And the doc wants to put me on Aricept. So I'm just wondering, like, if the low blood sugar could have caused something like this with someone so young, and if it could affect your memory, your cognitive function, and also about this drug, if it's safe to take.
Okay, that's a lot of different questions, and they're really all important. If they're looking and thinking that these are like small strokes, hypoglycemia in the reactive hypoglycemia range that we ordinarily see will not do that. a diabetic taking insulin that drives the blood sugar down to 25 or something could cause strokes and infarcts in the brain. But what happens with non-diabetics not on insulin is the blood sugar might drop down, let's say, to 50 or something like that, but it's doing it really rapidly. And then the adrenal glands shoot off adrenaline to prevent the blood sugar from dropping further. So the most of the symptoms are from the adrenaline. That's not particularly good for the brain. It's not good for your psyche and so on, but it doesn't cause small strokes. The other part that disturbs me, though, is that Aricept is not a treatment for strokes. That's a treatment for Alzheimer's. And so either he thinks that there's actual damage to the brains in the way of a stroke-type thing, or he doesn't. And I would go to a neurologist and get a further opinion and evaluation. I don't think it's the blood sugar, although that doesn't help you. But if he thinks that there's blood vessel disease, that's a very different thing from Alzheimer's disease. They're treated very differently.
You know, Dr. Podell, this is a neurologist who I saw. He's the one that ordered the MRI and the EEG.
Then you need to communicate better with him why, because Aricept is not a treatment for arteriosclerotic stroke-like disease. It simply increases the level of acetylcholine, and people who have Alzheimer's, which you don't sound like, but, you know, I don't know, you know, for 6-12 months or so, they function better than they would have otherwise. It doesn't really interfere with the underlying process. But whatever it is, that's not a treatment for hypoglycemia, and it's not a treatment for stroke and infarct. I would still get a second opinion. So because it doesn't make either he's wrong, or much more likely is you're not communicating well, and well, that you don't fully understand the issues with
him. Dr. Podell, I think it might be Robert who's making or posing the link to hypoglycemia and the condition,
exactly.
Maybe not the neurologist.
But if he's talking about he's damage in the brain of a stroke-like thing, which is what I think you're saying, Aricept is not the treatment for that. It's a relatively safe treatment as pharmacological things go, but it's not the treatment for arteriosclerotic brain disease.
If it is an infarct in the circulation of the brain, is there a treatment for that?
Well, the first step is to control the blood pressure, the cholesterol.
Homocysteine, maybe?
All that homocysteine, maybe aspirin. Mm-hmm. And that's a very individualized thing. It's not Aricept.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Robert, and good luck. Okay. Well,
yeah, check that out with the doctor and
absolutely.
Make sure everything is clear. Maybe he's treating something else, and
And we didn't know that.
It's usually a communication issue when you hear things like this.
Right. Well, so always talk to your doctor. Make sure if you have any questions at the doctor's office, ask away. Okay. Or if you forgot to ask, call the doctor and ask later.
The Glycemic Index Made Simple by Sherry Torkus.
That's
come by the store tomorrow, right, Sam?
That's
from,
right.
From 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock, 100
Street,
Park Avenue.
41st Street and Park Avenue. Come down and say hello to Sherry and ask her some questions and get a free copy of the book. Okay, sounds like it's time for us to wind things down. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. You're invited to visit us at either of our two Wilner Chemist stores at Midtown 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or the downtown store at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. Well, we want to thank our guest, Sherry Torkus, for coming down and talking with us today.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing folks tomorrow at the book signing event on Park Avenue.
We look forward to it, too. Come on down. Make sure you say hello. And thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll see you again next week. Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professional.